This is The Balcony.
The Velvet Underground.
I'm talking about none other than Bootsy Collins.
In
The Earth, Wind, and Fire.
The Yardbirds.
Chuck Berry.
Hawkwind.
Your
Ike and Tina review.
Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are. The Replacement.
Ear hole. Z, plural.
Yeah.
Good. Yes.
Right, man.
That is correct.
Too many things to go on, man. Right on. It's very cool.
Yeah, there's so much going on for you.
That's right. No, everything is going on. There's too many images going through my head, man.
Well, then maybe you should hand this back to me.
Oh, no.
What?
I'll take that. No, I'll take that. Okay. I'll work on the images with this right here.
Let's get it started.
Hello, my name is Scott.
And I am Anthony. And the two of us with you listening is Balcony Radio.
BalconyRadio.com, kids. That's all there is to it. Just check it out.
Go there. If you have any needs or wants or desires that are music related and only music related, that's all we handle. Go to balconyradio.com.
Right. No personal love.
Take
interest.
Your other stuff other places.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, if you need some new music in your life and are getting sick of the radio, balconyradio.com is where you want to be.
And balconyradio@gmail.com
is who you want to email. All right. So let's do it. What are we doing today?
Oh, well, we're taking a far, far trip to the upper northeast.
Hey,
of...
don't tell them people. Don't give an idea where we are, man.
Oh,
we're supposed to keep it evergreen and
locationless.
You didn't
let me finish. We're taking a trip to the northeast United States.
Well, you know, what if we lived in the northeast and it could have been like in our backyard? Even though
we don't. You know. Maybe,
you don't
so
tell
what?
People where the balcony is.
It doesn't matter. Well,
you claimed a lot of iffy stuff on your IRS papers. You do not want people knowing where the balcony is.
If you were a patriot, you would. You would want to say, because I'm in the oldest part of the United States. I mean, one of the original 13 colonies, which we are not. But, you know, if you were, you would probably want to brag about something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a little bit of history in something like that, you know, and there's a lot
Get
of history.
Get to it. What are we doing today?
New England. It's the 101 series. It's Lesson 88. It's New England Rock. Okay.
That's right. So we're calling.
You're not going to let me do my jingoistic
no.
thing? No. Okay, I'm sorry.
So we looked it up on the internets, and New England is considered Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, and Delaware.
Yep.
No. Wait, was Delaware on the list? No, I do. Wait, I don't think so. Wait, scroll down. Are we playing George Thorogood in the show? No, we're not. So, no, Delaware is not considered a New England state.
Okay.
In the traditional sense, I guess it's the five, right?
What the is five, that? The
Maine,
five upper northeast states.
Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont.
Connecticut.
Connecticut. Oh, Connecticut, yeah. So, yeah, that's the five. And kind of a musical hotbed, but at the same time not. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
Like, some really big hitters have come out of there, but not a like a dearth of bands. It's not like with...
It's not a mecca for music.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not Nashville, Texas, Seattle, LA, San Francisco, where,
right, exactly.
you know, like 100 bands come out of. Like,
mm-hmm,
the
right.
New England bands that hit, they really hit, but like everyone else is pretty obscuro. Like,
yeah, they probably do better in Canada than they do in the United States.
Not a lot of middle ground when it comes to success levels with the New England bands. You got Aerosmith, and you got the Modern Lovers, and everybody in between.
Oh, right. There you go.
And then after that is no one that we're going to know. So it's a shorter show than some other places. Like, I remember at San Francisco, I think we toyed with doing a double episode because there's just so much.
Yes.
So
we might go back to that too.
Yeah, I think we should actually.
Yeah, right.
But with New England, it's this really strange thing where it just there are scenes and there's been kind of I guess fads. You know, there was a rock scene in the 70s, and now they have a weird folky punk scene. And then their hip-hop scene has kind of been iffy the whole time. So there's been little sporadic moments where New England was kind of hot, but it's not been like a constant like with other cities. It's weird.
Yeah, I guess the talent flows elsewhere.
I think it's one of those things where, because the way they are, I think...
The further south, you have to travel further south into warmer climates, maybe.
I just think local bands do better there than on the national level. I think that's what it is, because New England is so insular. Like the Boss Tones didn't break out until like their seventh or eighth record or something like that, but they were huge
and were
in their area. I think it's one of those things. I think it's they have a little bit of the hometown-itis where people get big there and feel no need to get bigger elsewhere.
Maybe. That's probably, you know, I don't know what it is, but that's...
It's just the area is so separate, and like I listen to a lot of comedy podcasts, and a lot of them talk about touring in New England in the back then, and how this everything is so far apart. You'd wind up just driving like 6 hours between gigs because there's a lot of forest and there's a lot of pasture land out there and greenery, and
there's just a certain sort of autonomy to the area that and culturally it doesn't really expand.
It does show up culturally, doesn't it?
It doesn't expand all that much until you get past Boston and further south. And
but you have a point there about the cultural thing. It's like that kind of weird liberal kind of libertarian
left libertarian feel
where it's both. It's like, oh, hey, how are you? Fuck off. It's like that. I think that's what makes Boston kind of like, they like who's local, and the local bands just don't break through because that's just, there's a sound there.
Yes, and that's very true.
Yeah. So we're gonna
find some sounds.
Yeah, we're gonna find all kinds of sounds. So there, like we said, there's not a bajillion bands to choose from that hit it big from the area. But who does come through is pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, you'll hear a lot of really great names.
You'll be pretty.
I was pretty amazed too when you picked some of these things. I was like, wow, that person comes there.
Did you know this first lady was from New England?
Actually, I did not.
Yes. So I believe Patty is from Maine, I think.
Ah.
I think so. This is Patty Griffin doing No Bad News.
Burn it all down, burn your own house down, burn your own house down. Try to cure your own disease. Leave the rest of us, there's a lot of us. Leave the rest of us who won't live in peace, to live in peace.
Take to the highway, won't you lend me your name? Your way and my way seem to be one and the same. Mama don't understand it, she wants to know where I've been. I'd have to be some kind of natural born fool to wanna pass that way again. But you know I could feel it on a country road. Sail on home to Jesus, won't you, good girls and boys? I'm all in pieces, you can have your own choice. But I can be a heavenly band full of angels, and they're coming to set me free. I don't know nothing about the why or when, but I can tell you that it's bound to be. Because I could feel it, child, yeah, on a country road. My feet know where they want me to go, walking on a country road, yeah. Take to the highway, won't you lend me your name? Your way, my way seem to be one and the same, child. Mama don't understand it, she wants to know where I've been. I have to be some kind of natural born fool, I wanna pass that way again. But I could feel it, Lord, on a country road. Walk on down, walk on down, walk on down, walk on down, walk on down a country road. La 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 la.
Guess I'm not as practical as you. Laugh all you want and be assured that I won't mind. It takes a foolish mind to do the things I do. All day long I sit around a wishing well. Through tears I see a blurry red stained hue. Who knows, someday soon no one can ever tell. The scarlet sky might once again be blue. I'm tossing all my pennies very carefully, and caringly I wish the world to stay. Any price I'll pay, I'm waiting patiently. I sense that love will someday have its way. Sitting around wishing well, and I wish you well. Will tomorrow be a yesterday? Maybe if we all sat around wishing well, the world wouldn't have to go away.
Go away. I'm tossing all my pennies very carefully. Hopefully I see a brighter day. And maybe if we all sat around a wishing well, the world wouldn't have to go away.
There's a band who was big at South by Southwest a couple of years ago. Had a really great set for their debut record, and I think they are back. They've
pretty
appeared,
good.
They've appeared there a couple of times.
Yeah, they're hipsterific.
Deer Tick, and that is called 20 Miles.
Yeah. I really like that song. I just sent it to the wife right now. I'm like, here, you're going to like this.
Yeah, you would.
It's that mopey indie rock stuff that she likes.
The Black Bart Sessions is the name of the
Black
record.
Dirt.
Black Dirt?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Bart Sessions. Well, let me get my lariat.
Yeah, call it the Black Bart Sessions. Black Dirt, okay. So I'm a dislike.
The sheriffism.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that's right. Sorry. So I'm a blind-ass dyslexic, what I can say.
I'm going to read it then.
Yes, go ahead.
You can sit right ahead. You can sit this one.
I'll sit here and just twiddle my wires.
Yeah. All right. Literally and figuratively. So we started with Maine's own Patty Griffin doing No Bad News, and that is from her really good record, Children Running Through. And then James Taylor, who is from Massachusetts, right?
Yes.
Yes. Doing Country Road, and that is from his big, big mega album, Your Mom Has It, Sweet Baby James. Mm. And then the Cowsills, who... Wait a second.
Yes, the Cowsills, the big family, the big popular family band of the late
1960s. Are from Newport, Rhode Island. Just had to look to my left.
Okay.
The Cowsills from Rhode Island, who are basically the basis for the Partridge Family, Learn Something. The Cowsills, though, are really great.
They're great, man.
And that was a tune called Meet Me at the Wishing Well, and that's from their Best Of, which you really should have if you're a hipster or if you want to show that you're above the usual thing.
The usual
put on some Cowsills. People will be like, hey, what is that? It'll on every track. They're a really good band.
Yep.
And a family band. Probably the best one. Probably the best one in
some
ways. One
of the most successful pop bands of the late 1960s, that's for sure.
And the whole family can play. Mm-hmm. And then we finished up there with Deer Tick, who are a bunch of groovy weirdos. And they are also from Rhode Island, I believe. Let me double check. Yes, they're from Providence. Yeah. So they're also from Rhode Island, and that was a great, great, great song called 20 Miles. Like, about halfway, like not even halfway, like 30 seconds into it, both you and I were like, damn, that's a good song.
Yeah, really, it just keeps going. I really like that.
Yeah, that was pretty groovy. Man. And that's from a really good album called The Black Dirt Sessions. And that's the first set.
Right on, man. It's good stuff. From
you
were going to
swear. Just go ahead and say it. It's New England. You can say it.
It's good shit.
It's good
from
shit,
New England.
Good shit. Are we going to do our Kennedy impressions now?
All
right. It's good shit.
Good shit from New England.
All right. The next band is also from Massachusetts, I believe.
Oh, God. So they must be. Are they from Martha's Vineyard?
Thank you. You do it so much better than I.
Well, they may not be from Martha's Vineyard,
Martha,
but they are the magnetic fields.
Ah.
The book of love is long and boring. No one can lift the damn thing. It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing, but I love it when you read to me and you can read me anything. The book of love has music in it. In fact, that's where music comes from. Some of it is just transcendental. Some of it is just really dumb. But I love it when you sing to me. The book of love is long and boring, and written very long ago. It's full of flowers and heart-shaped boxes, and things we're all too young to know. But I love it when you give me things and you. I love it when you give me things and
constant sorrow all through his day. I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my day. A big farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I where he was born and raised. For 6 long years I've been in trouble. No pleasure here on earth I found. For in this world I'm bound to ramble. I have no friends. Has no friends to help him now. It's fare thee well, my old lover. I never expect to see you again. For I'm bound to ride that northern railroad. Perhaps I'll die upon this train. Perhaps he'll die upon this train. You can bury me in Sunny Valley for many years where I may lay. And you may learn to love another while I am sleeping in my grave. While he is sleeping in his grave. Maybe your friends think I'm just a stranger. My face you never will see no more. But there is one promise that is given. I'll meet you on God's golden shore. He'll meet you on God's golden shore.
Several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prunes.
Dusty Springfield.
Tim Buckley.
Gordon Lightfoot.
The Moby Grapes.
Richard Thompson.
I am using radio voice. This is Balcony Radio.
Candy girl,
hot, it just gives you big. My girl's the best and that's no lie. She tells me that I'm her only guy.
That might be true, but my girl's a joy. She don't play around, she's right to the point.
My girl's like candy, a candy tree. She knocks me high up on my feet.
Song for you now. It's a Bobby Dylan song. The only thing he's protesting in this is probably a love affair that lasted too long. Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why. You don't know by now, and it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on, but don't think twice, that's all. Turning on the light, the light I never know. And it ain't no use in turning on the light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. Still I wish there was something you could do or say. Make me wanna change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway. So don't think twice, that's all right. And it ain't no use in calling out my name like you never did before. Well, it ain't no use in calling out my name, child. I'm thinking and wondering all the way down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I gave her my heart, she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, that's all right. But goodbye is too good a word, babe. So I'll just say fare thee well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind.
done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time, but don't think twice, that's all right.
Yes, indeed. Ms. Joan Baez.
That might be the best version.
Doing a very nice version of Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
Might be the best. That's so? Pretty good. That's up there. It's a tough song.
Live at Newport, 1964? Three?
Probably that one, that's probably 64, yeah.
Okay.
But, man.
Right on, man.
It's just such a pretty song. And people, I don't know, people when they cover Dylan, it's always spotty. You know that.
It can be.
It's difficult.
It can be. But there are some really just killer covers. That is one of them. I don't think she really does Dylan badly.
No. It helps to know the guy
so
well.
Yeah, it helps to like him.
Yeah. But no, it's just that she sings everything well is the other thing. It's like Joan, people forget how awesome she is. Like, she's amazing. And she plays well, and she sings like a fucking angel. And it's out of hand how good her records are, too. I don't know why the hipsters haven't gone to her. God damn it.
They will, eventually.
You think so?
Will. Yeah. So she's on the list for rediscovery.
Yeah, big time.
So, I mean, she's got a huge catalog that goes back about 50 years or so.
50 years, and she's put out about as many live albums, and she'll play she'll play at a drop of a hat.
Well, you know, with all the look back at the at Dylan's changeover from acoustic into electric.
She kept doing it.
She kept right on doing it. You know, she stayed to it, and there were very few of them that stayed in that school of playing, and she was true to her roots,
she never had a big electric album. She never had a sellout
sister,
record.
Mimi Farina made some great records together.
Yeah, and then she never had a pop album. Really, I mean, if you think,
True. She sang. She did a great version of The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down.
Yeah, but that was a country song, the way she did.
Folked it up, man.
Yeah, you're considering pop as there was a band there, but I mean, she never did like a pop record, you know.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Bob did pop records in the 80s.
She never changed her style, that's true. Her production style pretty much was true to her, true all the way through, yeah.
Use that instrument.
She did. And that and the auto harp, she was quite proficient at.
Fucking A, man. All right. Why don't you read off the rest of the songs?
Certainly. We started with The Magnetic Fields and a track from a record called 69 Love Songs that was called The Book of Love. A very good record, and it's something that you should really get into. It's some really great. I think it's two CDs, as a matter of fact. It's three. Yeah. Thank you.
It's one of my favorite records. That's why I know that one. It's a genius album. It is 69 songs, and some of them are 3 minutes, some of them are 40 seconds, and they're all awesome. Yeah. There's something in every one of them.
You know, he does a lot of really great concepts with his records. The last couple have been...
Stylistically, they're all over the fucking ballpark, too. Yeah. Like, there's a rock song, there's an R&B song, there's a folky song.
Well, the whole record, he does the whole record folky, and he does the whole record somewhat
He lets
acoustic,
other people in the band sing some of them, too, and some of them, there's a couple of them that are really loud. And then
Stephen Merritt.
Stephen Merritt is the name of the lead singer, the songwriter, principal songwriter of the band. And there's like a couple of like almost ragtimey type songs on it too. It's all over. It's 69 songs. You can't play 69 fucking 69, you know, regular, you know, indie rock songs. It'd be boring. So you gotta mix it up, and
he does a good job of it.
It's a good listen. You should sit down with it one day.
Listened to a whole lot of it.
To all of it.
Do like an orphans thing and sit down.
Yes,
with Tom.
Yeah.
Sit down.
You'll have a much more pleasant experience.
I'm sure,
with
that's
this.
Probably true. Yes. So that was The Book of Love from The Magnetic Fields, and then we had. I'm sorry, I've forgotten the guy's name. Dan Tominski singing I Am a Man of Constant Sorrow. That is from the soundtrack of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And that was not George Clooney singing that. George Clooney lip-synced to that guy.
That's Dan from, he's in Alison Krauss's band Union Station, and he is from Vermont.
Right on.
Ah, take that.
Okay, there you go. There is your New England connection, ladies and gentlemen. And then the New Edition right after that from Candy Girl, and Candy Girl, the name of this track, right?
They're from Boston.
Boston, all right. And then Joan Baez finished things up there live at Newport, and Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. Yeah, very cool.
By Bobby D.
Yes, written by that guy, whoever he was, some guy named
Zimmy.
The Zimster.
You may call me Zimmy.
Yeah, really. No, we'll get to him at another time.
Oh yeah, he's got his own. He's got
gig.
A whole thing.
He's
going
got
on.
His own gig going, man. We got to put that together. That's gonna be for a while.
Whose turn is it to do the plugs in the show?
I believe it is yours, Doctor. Right. You want to do it right now, or yours, Mr. Basket? I should say you are the Basket Man.
No, let's do another one. Let's
one
do
more set. Yeah. Okay.
Let's do the plugs after we play Chi-Chi Helen.
Yeah, that'll be at the end of this set or near the end of this set. We go from that into Room Full of Blues. Oh,
no,
okay.
That's fucked up. All right, well, let's start with the beginning of the set, right? Let's not foreshadow what horrors are to come.
Right, no spoilers.
Yeah, so here's the Throwing Muses.
Mrs. Jones' new dress. What did Mr. Brown say to Uncle Benny? Just one of those things, he'd had a few too many. Sure was a hungry crowd. They didn't leave a scrap, far over. We ought to feel real proud and mighty glad the darn thing's over.
Please go away and let me sleep.
No more company to feed. No more papers left to read. So what's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to bed. No more anything to drink. Leave those dishes in the sink. What's to do about it? Whisper nighty-night and so to bed. You're waiting now for me to say I love you more and more and more, dear. You're looking younger every day. You never were so sweet before, dear. No more money in the bank. No cute baby we can spank. So what's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to bed. My good friend Herman or Dodo Hopfeld, who's given us Sing Something Simple, Yuba, and As Time Goes By, played this little melody for me several months ago. I pleaded with him not to put it into a show, but to give it to us to use as our signing off signature. You're waiting now for me to say I love you more and more and more, dear. You're looking younger every day. You never were so sweet before, dear. No more money in the bank. No cute baby we can spank. So what's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to bed.
And I think we've got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Dick Drake. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
You're listening to The Balcony.
Oh, man, you're using radio voice? I didn't use radio voice.
You're on the balcony.
This is Balcony Radio.
Don't ever trust authority. Pigs, parents, and our society. You got to play by your own set of rules. Fuck the law, fuck the law, fuck the law. Burn the fuse. Mr. Pigman, you are nothing. Nothing concealed behind your badge. Always snorting out lies and deceit. Pawn the way to your foreign society. Fuck authority, kill the president of seniority. Fuck authority, let's murder in society. Little pig man behind judge's robe. I can't wait to see you die. You piece of puppet property shit. You're nothing but a lie so full of shit. If you live nothing, you are nothing. It's all by the stagnating masses. I say it's time kill, kill, kill their motherfucking asses. Fuck authority, kill the president, a seniority. Fuck authority, let's murder in society. Cause when I fall, because when I fall, I fall hard.
You are so very welcome. That is the Room Full of Blues, straight out of Rhode Island, Mass. And that is some good stuff. And that is Dressed Up to Get Messed Up. That is actually a title track from their studio record, but that is from a record called 45 Live.
Mm-hmm.
And that is some serious blues action. The Room Full of Blues have a good catalog, and they are really worth listening to. They're very, very cool. I like them myself. I have a couple of their records. And I have their first one, which is, that's the first one, Dressed Up to Get Messed Up. So check it out, man. Check it out. We had some good stuff. Since Anthony's going to do the plugs in here in a bit here, I'm going to tell you what we heard in that last set while he prepares himself there. He's off in his dressing room right now, and his assistant is handling him correctly and is properly medicating him for his momentary debut here, or not debut, momentary appearance here to do the plugs for you. So sit tight. He'll be here in just a few moments after he's, you know, thoroughly under the influence. But let me tell you, what we had in that last set, we started with Throwing Muses from their record, The Real Ramona, and that was called Not Too Soon. And then we dipped way back into the archives for some Rudy Valley, which you wouldn't really, we don't really dig too far back as far as music. I think that's one of the oldest things that we've ever played on one of our shows. Rudy Valley.
Yeah,
and
I think you're right.
Let's Put Out the Lights and Go to Sleep. And then, so that was some good stuff.
It's from like the mid-30s, I think.
Yeah, something along those lines. And then the strange, very bizarre Gigi Allen right after that from a record called Carnival of Excess. And the
song, if you know who he is, you're a weirdo.
You are very weird. Fuck Authority was the name of that song. And look him up on the internet's manual to get a certain shock out of what he did. And then we finished up with Room Full of Blues right after that, some live music for them, Dressed Up to Get Messed Up, some big music going on there. And now stepping up to the microphone to give you the big to-do and tell you about what's happening, fully medicated and fully enlightened to give you detail, it's Anthony. Tell him what's happening. Tell him what's happening.
I'm going to start?
Tell him, man.
All right. So
I said, tell him, man. Go
ahead. Hey, shut up. Okay. So the first thing you should do is, first thing you should do is take that.
Oh.
And the first thing you, the listener, should do is go ahead, drop us an email at balconyradio.com. If you have an idea for a show, song suggestion, question, comment, anything like that, share it with us, balconyradio@gmail.com. Sorry. The email address is balconyradio@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you should do is head on over to our website, themonolithicbalconyradio.com, where music lives. That's the spot. Right on the first page, the homepage of the website, is our actual radio station broadcasting music 24 hours a day. And there are four different internet streaming music players that allow you to drop in and listen live. Totally commercial free, safe for work, so you can listen with other people around and totally feel comfortable and just enjoy fielding comments and questions about the awesome music you're turning them on to.
Head on, man.
Exactly. So go dig it, balconyradio.com, listen to our real radio station, broadcasting 24 hours a day. What Scott and I did is we put together our record collections, shuffled them all up, hit the rando button, and there's your radio station.
The rando button.
Yep, yep.
That's what it is,
all right. Yep. So 6 days a week, we play whatever comes up randomly in our collection. On the seventh day, it's all jazz music from midnight to midnight. So 6 days of regular stuff, one day of jazz on Sunday. Enjoy it. It happens all the time. And then also on our website are episodes of the podcast here. We do two different podcast-y things. On Sunday, we do one of the regular programs. We have about 24 different shows that rotate. What we did one day is we sat down and made a list and decided all the things that the best radio station on Earth should do broadcasting-wise, and then we are in the process of trying to fulfill said list. So we have all kinds of things. It's all over the map. We have an oldie show, a psych music show, a country show, a R&B show, live music show, all kinds of things. Two dozen different genre-specific programs. If there's one type of music you like, we are going to do an episode of it, most likely. So head on over to our website, scroll to the bottom of the page to check out all the different categories of programs. And the homepage also has the last five shows always posted there for your perusal.
Yes, that's right.
And that's on Sunday. We upload one of those. On Wednesday, we upload one of the 101 series, which is a little bit more specific broadcasting. What we do is we tackle one of the nouns of rock, a person, place, or thing. Usually it's a... Jesus. Somebody just drove by on a lawnmower. So usually it's an artist or a band, and we'll do a survey of their history, but we've also covered other things.
Lawnmower by Toro.
Yes. We've also covered other things such as different locations, languages, label-specific shows, genre-specific, what else? Locations, things like that. Mm-hmm. Look at, like, tonight, we're doing a location.
There you
music
go.
Of New England.
A geographical location.
Location, that's right. Not a location of the brain, of the body.
That's right.
So, we...
nor a geometric location.
Yeah, all right, shut up again. All right, we do too.
Could be geological.
You know, you're just playing with that and not smoking it. So, that's on Wednesday, we upload one of the 101 series. So the podcast is basically two mixtapes a week with your buddies, guiding you through all the songs. There are instructions on how to download the show or just stream it live right on our website. If you pay attention and are a savvy person, there is a way to download us like any other podcast. It requires a couple of clicks and a cut and paste, but it's not beyond you. It really isn't.
It's quite simple.
It's super simple. So there is a way to figure out how to subscribe to the show through iTunes, so we'll get dropped into your podcast folder we're at the top of the page with Balcony. So we will be at the top of your page. Go listen to your This American Life and WTF, and for your music needs, let us take care of you. Two episodes a week of the podcast, 4 hours of free music, blah.
Yeah.
And then the last thing you should do is head on over to our Facebook page. Just do a little searchy in the old white rectangular box thing. Type in Balcony Radio. Like us. Be our friends. We upload episodes of the podcast there and also drop cool and interesting music things that we find on the internet there.
Far out.
And let's get back to it. Oh, this is a great song to get to play.
Okay.
Here's the Modern Lovers, Pablo Picasso.
Try to pick up girls and get called asshole. This never happened to Pablo Picasso. He could walk down your street and girls could not resist the stare. And so Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Never got called an asshole, not like you. All right. Well, he was only 5'3", but girls could not resist the stare. Pablo Picasso never got called an asshole, not in New York. An asshole. All right, this is it.
people try to pick up girls and they get called an asshole. This never happened to Pablo Picasso. He could walk down your street and girls could not resist the stare. And so Pablo Picasso is never called.
And the Poppers.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-Hour Fitness.
The Guard.
Can be hot.
From the Birds.
There are two men on the third floor of a nondescript apartment building with a very old greasy board
butterflies. Never ever saw the stars so bright. In the promise things will be alright, 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 alright. Woke this morning to the stinging lash. Every man rise from the ash. Each betrayal begins with trust. Every man returns to dust. I never ever saw the northern lights. I never really heard a cluster of flies. Never ever saw the stars so bright. In the farmhouse days will be alright. I never ever saw the northern lights. I never really heard a cluster of flies. Never ever saw the stars so bright. In the front of this will be alright. I never ever saw the northern lights. I never really heard a cluster of flies. Never ever saw the stars so bright. This will be alright. I never ever saw the northern lights. I never really heard a cluster of flies. I never ever saw the stars so bright. In the promise, things will be alright. Alright,
okay, there's your dose of some jammy
there
fish.
There you go.
Fading out.
Get your fucking hacky sack out of here.
That's right. Lollapalooza is over, man. So that's Fish from Farmhouse. That's a child track.
College is over, man. Stop listening to Fish.
I guess so. So that was pretty cool. If that'll give you a good taste of what that band is like, and they make a lot of records that go on for days.
They do. They are a good band. It's just, you know, not my thing.
A lot of live CDs that are multiple CDs that of jam sessions that
Jesus,
are
too
just,
much.
You know, it's unbelievable. I mean, they're a great band, but, you know.
They are. Just, I think you and I have that same feeling about them. Not my thing.
Yes. Excuse me, man.
Would you like to read it out?
I shall, yes. We started out with Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers. And that is from the record simply entitled The Modern Lovers, and that was Pablo Picasso, a popular
that's
song.
That's the one with Roadrunner, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's a great album.
Pablo Picasso has been recorded by several people over the years. Jonathan Richman wrote it, and it's a pretty funny song. So the Burning Sensations did a version of it in the 80s, if you want to go hunt that out. And David Bowie did a version of it on his reality album. So
really, it's on that. It's that late.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there you go. So there you can check those
Pablo
out.
Pablo Picasso.
Yes. And the Cars. Right after that, the Great Cars from their very first record, which is almost the greatest hits. It's an amazing debut record. You know, it's pop music 100%.
Yeah.
Rick Ocasek really had it wrapped up and tight on that one. Good Times Roll, the name of that track. And then Boston, speaking of debut records, we heard something from their first record, Rock and Roll Band.
They weren't here for that conversation we were having, Scott.
Oh, that's right.
So you can't say speaking of.
Yeah, speaking of debut, that's right. That's right. Well, no, I was just referring to the Cars debut record.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about that conversation we were having earlier.
Well, we were having the conversation about bad bad debut records.
No, but good debut records.
Good debut records.
So I think you and I agree that the first Doors record is probably the best debut record.
Right? Yes. Yeah. But that's a whole other argument. But
the Modern Lovers one is a super, and the Cars one. You're right. I mean, the debut one has like
three debut records,
four singles on it.
It's very cool.
Yeah, it's a good album.
Yes, and
it's better than Candio.
Candio's a pretty good record too.
Yeah, man. You might think is on that one. Mm-mm.
Okay,
we're done with that song.
And then Fish finished it up there.
Fish
Farmhouse, Fish Man, Fish,
Fish with Fish with Farmhouse.
Fish the man that's going to collect that debt, man.
Fish.
So we're going to move into the last set of the Cho, man. Mm-hmm. So we got some stuff to do, man. And it's a New England show, so...
Not bad. It feels pretty chattery, doesn't it?
We've been playing this band coming up here on the last couple of episodes.
Because why not?
Because they've been featured in... We were in the demo show, and they were also, I think, in one of the live shows that we did as
You want to tell them why we're featuring them?
Because
so much?
They rock.
Because they're really good.
They rock. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's the Pixies. This is from their record, Bossa Nova. This is called
Valoria. Dig it.
Hold my dive into a dive I've dove into before. Gonna haunt a haunt of haunted like a million times or more. A familiar joint where getting drunk's the only point to frequent this place. At all. I'm not a remedy, I've counted on before. Going with a cure that's never failed me. What you call the disease, I call the remedy. And what you call in the cause, I call the cure. A song to you, a song I've sung before. About a ballad that I've belted out a million times or more. The words I'm gonna scream and getting drunk's the central thing to the lyrics if you care. The lyrics out at all. Counting on a remedy I've counted on before. Going with the cure that's never failed me. What you call the disease, I call a remedy. What you call it in the cause, I call the cure. Please, no applause and dedication to medication. A crutch, a cure, a cause. Would have counted on to pick me up, has knocked me to my knees. Before I hit the floor once more, I'm told the disease. Counting on a remedy, I've counted on before. Going with the cure that's never failed.
Yeah, now that's a way to end the show with a great rousing song about another drinking song, arousing and just burning up the waves.
I knew
there.
They would take care of us at the end of the show.
The mighty, mighty Boss Tones.
There'd be horns. The guy would be singing all deep and stuff.
Oh, that was just fine.
You can't end with anyone else but them.
Another drinking song is the name of that song from Let's Face It.
Yes.
Let's Face It. We just heard a really great show.
Ah, look at you.
Whoa.
I see what you did.
How's
there.
How's that a segue for getting into saying something nice about New England?
I'm impressed.
Oh, thank you.
I'm impressed.
That's the 101 series, lesson number 88. Our listen to some great tunes coming out of the New England area geographical location of this here United States of America.
And that is another one of our bucket list locations. You and I are both history buffs or history nerds, I think.
Yeah.
I would really like to visit and do what is it called? A Patriots Trail or?
I don't know exactly what it's called.
Something like that.
But seeing like Massachusetts maybe maybe a couple of, maybe Connecticut.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of Maine.
Yeah. I'd want to see some of the
Rhode Island.
I'd want to see some of the really old buildings and things like that.
Sure.
And,
where America started, you know?
Yeah.
colonies. Go back to the colonies.
Yeah, I want
to
see that. I'm not really into like going to Civil War battlefields or things like that.
No, I would not do.
That does not seem like a fun excursion. But like going to see like where Benjamin Franklin lived or things like that, that would be fucking cool.
Yeah, you know,
go see an old clock tower from 1710 or whatever. That'd be a pretty awesome trip.
So, sure, man. I'd love it.
Paul Revere is interesting history.
That'd be bucket list before succumbing to the great whatever.
Yes. We'll include that on the Dean and Sal road trip you and I are eventually going to make.
Yeah. Our Kerouac trip? Yes. Okay, our on the road.
Getting a book out of that.
Okay, right on, man.
Oh, the contact high in the car. It'd be ridiculous.
Hot box that thing
for 3,000 miles both ways.
You want to read that set off?
Sure.
There? Yeah.
All right. We started with the Pixies doing Valuria, and that's from their tremendous record, Bossa Nova, probably the last good one. And then Dick Dale, who is from Lexington, Mass., I think, something like that. He's Massachusetts, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I believe you are correct.
Counts. He moved to California later on. Well. But that was Miserloo, of course, and that was from one of the many collections that has it. Just go look it up. We pulled it from something called Ultra Surf Presents Hit the Surf. It's on 80 billion records.
And it's on the soundtrack to that movie, whatever it's called.
It's Inglorious Bastards, right?
Oh, yeah, man, that's one.
And then Juliana Hatfield, who I still kind of have a crush on, doing Universal Heartbeat. Some of them die hard, man.
Yeah, that's true.
And that was from her record, Only Everything. And then we finished up with her up there with the Mighty Mighty Bostones doing another drinking song.
Right on.
From Let's Face It.
Woo. All right. We rocking
that's the show.
That is the show. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. These were a bunch of chowds.
Yeah. Send us an email to balconyradio@gmail.com and let us know what you think.
Yes, and if there's any other locale that you think deserves a show, you know, tell us.
Tell us, man. Give us some idea. Request something.
But you Bostonites and New Englanders are taken care of now. So
yes.
Shut your yaps.
You didn't have much to work with.
Yeah, I know. So go back to your lobster fucking bisque and shut up.
Hey, man. All right.
Watch the Sawks.
Yeah,
enjoy yourself.
Clam chowder.
Yeah. Enjoy your seasons.
Okay. All right, we're going to get out of here now with some serious rock.
You know who's in the last, right?
Yeah.
If you're a music person, you know there's one band that we haven't touched yet. And we don't really do them a lot on the show for some reason. You know, we don't play Aerosmith very often.
No.
We gotta fix that. They had a strong 70s. You got to admit that.
Well, we'll pop them in there.
They're going to get their own show.
We'll rock them.
Yeah. No, they're definitely getting a show.
You think so?
Oh, fuck yeah. Aerosmith, they've been around since the early 70s. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
We just won't touch anything that they've done in the last 15 years.
Okay.
15
sounds
to
cool.
20 years.
When Steven Tyler's face was still a little bit
Let's
off
just
the
say
ground.
They will play nothing after Alicia Silverstone being in their videos.
Oh, okay. Yes. Wow, all right.
All right, so, but here's something that's going to kick your ass out the door. Here's Draw the Line.
Right on, see ya.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Dr. Dog.
It's the New Balance Sebastian. Do you like it?
Balcony Radio.
Al Green.
Jackson 5.
Lady Soul, Aretha Franklin.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Alice Cooper.
David Bowie.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Gene Vincent.
Buddy Holly and the Cricket.
Through.
Mr. Antisong.
Your
incredible string band.
Ears.
Mm.